We are the righteous, and we will not back down. It is time to prepare for battle. Shields up. Stand strong. It is time to attack.
Welcome to Dragon Radio. Today I'm here with Brian F., who plays Maturin, a Tortle sorcerer. And I'm also here with Isaiah Robles, who plays Graxian, a half-elf druid. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, thank you.
How's it going? You're welcome.
So, today we're just going to have a little conversation about Session 2, which found you guys trying to figure out the situation with the witches that are coming into town and doing their worst to everybody and just making life miserable, taking children, and whatever else. So, you start off, I believe, back at Ludwig's place, the wizard, the herbologist. And I guess Maturin was looking for some sort of communication device back to his old comrades that he had left behind after the ship sinking that was part of the Crown of the North campaign that you split off of as a player. So we had the character move off on his own, and we were going to kind of leave that character off to the side for a while. You had personal things you had to do with your life, work and all that. So then we decided at one point to pick up Maturin's story arc and continue on with that. So that's how that all relates to what's happening here. But he wanted to contact his old mates, and Ludwig didn't really have anything that could do that. That he had sending stones, but that wasn't really going to help because obviously one of your other mates would need a stone as well. So he came up with a really nice, beautiful, ornamental silver mirror that you guys could use to scry.
And that brought on a whole lot of different thoughts regarding his own personal quest and then trying to find his old mates. And then we had the witches. There was so much you could do with that mirror. I didn't know where to start first.
Exactly. So eventually you decided to use the mirror since one of the townspeople had experience 5 minutes out of town, I think it was. There were a couple witches, and what was your main objective once you found the witches? Not that far outside of town.
Well, in terms of Graxian's first, objective and thoughts, protruding as he was on his way over there, was he wanted to find the children. Because his main thing is just the prosperity of life in many ways. You know, he's so worryful about the nurture of people and
right.
Making sure that everything's balanced. He's gonna be evildoers and just wanted to make sure the witches were put to justice. You know,
makes perfect sense.
Were okay.
Yeah, I guess a lot of children are missing at this point. I think there was a lot of paranoia that maybe these two would be attacking the town that night.
And take more kids or
cost more lives too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe destroy buildings, you know, set fire.
I was really trying to just talk to them and end this peacefully.
You stepped out and kind of wanted to parlay with them, but they
that
really
didn't
weren't.
Work.
Yeah, that's one thing. He gave it one shot and then they didn't want to they weren't budging, so he was like, all right, I'm just shooting them.
So you guys got, I think it was four of the townspeople that were in the tavern there, basically the only four that were upstart adventurers, and they really aren't that great, right? They're low level. So you got them to go with you and help you out on this.
Yeah, as backup, just in case.
Yeah.
Can never be too careful.
Were they any use to you? I mean, did they do anything good, or?
I think the ranger was the most help.
Oh, for sure. The ranger definitely was, MVP. Feel like had, good combat experience. You know, I feel like they were ready. I'm trying to look for the name, but the other druid?
Chalk?
Yeah. I feel like he was trying to do good.
I think you guys were kindred spirits where it comes to, you know, all of those druidy type of things. So these people came with you. You kind of set them where you wanted them and all that. And Maturin steps out to talk to this witch, and it goes badly.
I just tried to stop her from fleeing, you know? She turned invisible and had to catch her before she was gone and warned anyone else or stealing the children, and then we'd never see them again.
Yeah, so you fired Ray of Frost at her, I think, and
Yeah, that's just the only spell I know.
basically in the general direction, though, right? Because she turned invisible, and you couldn't really see her. You just, like, fired at...
Where I thought she might be.
Where she just was, yeah. Yeah. Eventually, you guys did some damage to her and stuff like that. But I think she got mad at you, and for doing that, she goes, okay, well, two can play this game, and fired Ray of Frost back at you. So it was like frigid light beams going back and forth at each other, and she hit you, I think, for a little bit of damage. But that dropped her spell, and then she was visible, right? So you guys could do
provoked
your thing.
Provoked her enough. Overall, I think it worked out. We have one hostage,
mm-hmm.
so that's good. We can interrogate her and get some more information.
Yeah, I mean, and before the battle happened, when you guys were scrying on them, at least you had a tip-off that tonight might be the night. And initially they flipped that coin, but then the coin flip didn't go their way. If I remember correctly, they were having a little conversation just a few moments later, said, ah, who cares, we're going to go anyway, you know? So in doing this, you basically thwarted an incursion and saved who knows how many lives and however many children might be left in the town.
I would say we were pretty lucky on that, too, because considering they were, like, already kidnapping children and attacking the townspeople, harassing them, maybe beforehand, like, we could have not had any hope at all.
And right.
Even so, we could have, like, missed out on the jump on them before.
Mm-hmm.
They could have, like, left, because we had noticed that they were plotting on maybe attacking the town and going in.
It seems like they're having their way with the town right now,
yeah.
You know, and until you guys came along, they were kind of helpless, it seems. And isn't the mayor kind of suspicious in some ways, too?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with him?
There's something about him. There's something he's not telling us, still working on him.
Yeah, so you guys, you know, you win the battle. Gallant nearly kills... Gallant is a barbarian, by the way, that came with you. He nearly kills a wildcat that was with the witches, which didn't make you happy as Graxian, right?
Yeah.
Or Chalk. Or Gendra, even, because Gendra was pissed. Even though she's a ranger, she still was like, that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
But then Chalk went out and cured him. And then at the end, you made friends using animal friendship.
I read up on the spell, and I was like, oh, man, like, even though if it costs a spell slot, like, I was like, that would be kind of cool, you know? And I was even thinking of, like, maybe I can use it as, like, almost like a familiar, not a familiar, but, you know, like, just a cool pet to have around
mm-hmm.
on our journey.
Mm-hmm. Does the spell say that it'll fight for you, or?
No, it's just, I think it just calms an animal down if you succeed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Lets you convince a beast that you mean it no harm.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely
yeah.
You've got a little companion. How long does it last?
For 24 hours.
24
so
hours,
yeah,
okay. Wow. All right. And what level spell slot does it use?
First level.
First. Okay. So you got a number of those, I think. Yeah. So, I mean, it went really good. Your first combat, and I guess we'll see where it goes from here. Any other thoughts about what happened or what might be on your characters' minds as they end this battle? And they went through pockets and stuff like that of the dead witch and the other witch and found a few things. Anything of interest?
Oh, yeah. I know for sure Gregson wants to find the children. Maybe, if possible, round up a bigger party, too. Maybe not order the town, but, like, maybe suggest, like, maybe having, like, night watch or, you know, those, like...
Yeah, like,
watchmen.
Sentries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I know for sure we still have to pay back Ludwig for that potion. So, hopefully...
Something will be...
This witch hall that we're... gonna bring back, maybe we can get a pretty decent reward to split but also pay that back.
And what's cool is your PCs, your heroes, were really generous and decided to share the gold that you guys got from the witches.
I think it was really good for since they're kind of, you know, getting into that adventure life, they got the experience and then they're like, oh, hey, we did pretty good, so we got a reward.
I'm sure they'll want to continue on with you guys if there's more to do, which there probably is. And as we get into session 3, we'll find out what that might be.
Nice.
Anyway, guys, this has been cool, quick,
and
easy. We'll see what happens in session 3. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you for having us.